Begin the current daf, Masechtas Yevamos, daf Nun Tes. Begin Amud Aleph, begin Tes Mas, the begin with the Gemara, Mahu Basa Nisuin Azlinan. That the Gemara brought that, the Gemara had a question. Granted, Kohen Gadol, there was Mekadosh HaKetan, and she became Begeres, which is forbidden for Kohen Gadol. The question is, do we go, as the Dim Maschel Tes is saying, Basar Nisuin Azlinan, and if she's forbidden? Because at the time, as soon as she's a beginner, so they go based on the Eris, and then she's permitted. Because at the time, the Eris, she was in Nara. So Shmuel resolves it from the Mishnah. Said, if she became an Amona or became a Gerushin from the Suin, she passed from Eris and Shikashim. Rashi explains that you see, you go after Nisuin, and therefore she's forbidden. Because you go after Eris. So why does the Mishnah say when Eris and Yikashayra is? But she Mechul and passed Kunda from Eris. So it says twice, Matir Pesha Kunj Mash, but Rash interpretation sounds like the Shmuel, yeah, the Shmuel knew to me boyle that the question was in Mutala consummate Shabagar Aloyd, are you allowed to go ahead and now consummate the relationship, get married from when she became begetless or not? Avgav must need line at least sikh, although wait a second, when you bring around from the Mishnah, Mishnah talking about the prohibition about marriage. No, that's not what the Mishnah is coming to say. It's coming to say if she became Chalal or not. But the Mikamokam Shmuel Abimadam is a kikh is Chalal. Shmuel was comparing the Issa about marrying a woman to the Isra, but becoming halal, what's the kibbeh? What establishes during the time of Eris and Onisor? So, says of Kashlev, it's difficult to three. Can the Mikogah partially Shmuel, because originally in the Gemara, Shmuel resolves it. He says the Bas Nisun Azlinan. That we go based on Nisun, as we're bringing at this point in the Gemara. Or Bas Achi partially, and subsequently he resolves it, the Bas Eris Nazlinan, that we go based on the Eris and. He should have just said that there's a dispute on this. Why is he saying first one way and then the other way? But moreover, the law, maybe shouldn't have said, oh, the Shabbat Halal, regarding that when your Bechir responds to the Shmuel's proof, he says, wait a second, to make a Halal, that's not my question. You shouldn't, that's not the point you should have said. Taisa explains that, given the Iunami of the Lakum Elin Kicha, according to Rashi, Shmuel also knew that the question was not regarding Halal, it was only regarding Kicha. Rather, he was comparing one with the other. So he should have just said that no, I don't agree with the comparison. Why are you saying that's not my question? Shmuel knew that was not his question. So when the reader appears to the reader, Shmuel is savor. Shmuel actually thought the Mibayle's question was something else. Do we consider, according to Reb Meir, which holds us it is a problem generally when you're anticipating a prohibited bia? And that itself is a problem. Why? Do we say kibun shai kedushin hoyu behater? On the one hand, that the kedushin was permitted at that point, oiloi, or maybe we say that no, that it's considered mishtemelech lebi psula, and that was the question that he had. That on the one hand, she's not going to eat truma. Because the Nisun wasn't sin, even though the Kedushin wasn't het. Or we say that no, that's not considered Mishtemes Lebisul, because ultimately the Kedushin was Beheter. And therefore, you would be able to eat Truma. And because Remei is only talking about the Kedushin was also in sin. And Baha Yochel Hashiva, and truth is, he could have responded, that it's a valid Biyod, the Mutta Lichnois, because you're allowed to get married, Kedikama, Besamach. Like Shmuel wanted to resolve shortly from the Mishnah of Eretz Zalmona. And El Lefi Dvarav, but it's only according to his own opinions. Shasab that he thought, that it's forbidden to get married. His whole question was, but are you allowed to eat Truma right now? On that Meshavle, that's what Shmuel responded. That Tanina, they learned this in the Mishnah. That only when she's widowed, the Minna Nisuin, from Nisuin, then Pesula is, then they're invalidated to get married to Kahuna. And since you see the primary halala is from marriage, so logical to say the bas nisuin is then that we go based on nisuin, and therefore she's mr. Meres the bibsula and she cannot eat truma. I feel like a kedushin beheter even when the kedushin was beheter, since the primary regarding halala is the nisuin and not the kedushin. So there was two different opinions what Shmuel understood in the Havmina. The question from Bechia, what did he respond? According to Rashi, Shmuel understood simply that the question was, are you allowed to get married or not? And he resolved from the halacha of halala that we go based on marriage. So it's regarding only in Yom Kippur that we go based on marriage and therefore it's forbidden to the kain. This is became begeris in between. According to Taisis, he understands that Shmuel is regarding getting married for sure, he holds that you're not allowed to. The question was, I mean, according to Priya, question was, do you say until marriage that she could eat truma or not? And Shmuel resolved from that she does not become a halal until marriage. So that's a proof that you go based on marriage, and therefore she cannot eat because it's mishtemer, that's labib su. Next time, Master begins with the Gemara. Ha, this widow is different because leishtani gufa. So therefore, pick that case that will say that ultimately nothing changed with her body, and therefore would be permitted to get married to her, unlike that of when something happened to her body, which Tosafos explains what we mean to say is nothing changed with the body. Koydim nisuin before marriage. Achash and nisman leis kohen gadol after it was already appointed to be kohen gadol. Which Tosafos says, what this would be iras begeras if you got engaged to a begeras, like a tano or a minor ubagra, and then the achach and nisman leis kohen gadol. But then he was appointed to be kohen gadol. That also here, halacha would be that he would be able to get married to her, because the dafkin nisman of the achach kach bagra. It's only if he was appointed to be kohen gadol already, and then she became a begeras. That's what the lichness. That's why he cannot marry her, because nisman leis kohen gadol nisman. The change of her body happened after he was already appointed to be kohen gadol, in contrast to what we just described a second ago. Now, the Tzorchin, this is, you have to look further into Im Achash Nisman. Let's say after he was appointed, which those are the cases that are the problematic ones. Then, says Mukaseitze Beula, then she was artificially lost her Besulim, or if she came Beula. You have Nishtana Gufli, is that also considered changing the body like Bagheras, and she could not get married, or loyal or not? Sounds a little bit in the first paragraph. That becoming a ba'ula is not considered shtana gufa. It's not changing in the essence of who she is. The Kama the Gemara says, in contrast to begeres, it's a stage in life. The Kama the Gemara says, itchilas bi'akayna. If you hold the beginning of bi'a as kayna, yuchel kayna l'kash mavi'a, then a kayna gobel could engage in bi'a, because even though can't be ba'ula, but in the beginning of bi'a is already kayna already. Now, says Taisa Vikhash of Kishana Gufa, if you would think to say Ba'ula is like a change in the body, hey, Fitness, how could he marry her? But Ba'ula, he bishas Nisun. What do you mean? But that's the Kedushin. But then by the time Nisun comes along, she's a Ba'ula. In time of the Be'erison, if you say that Bia is making Erison. Now, maybe Perakil and Iris and Gemara Subdab Machasm Bay is Khash Ba'ula Shina Guf. There, the Gemara actually does consider Ba'ula as a change in the body, because it's going to be Gabbah. The Gemara asked about the other country, trying to call it about, because I recite regarding her the posse on Naira, Shalai Rasa, the Naira that's not engaged. Mishani Gemara answers, Ha Ashtani Gufa, Ha Allah Yashtani Gufa. Which, so it's logical that the posse has been mined from the Knas, the one that her body changed, that she's not going to have the Allah of Knas. So you see from over here, that Ba'ula is considered Nishtana Gufa. So if so, so regarding the question we had before, where the Kain Hadjit got engaged when she's a Basula, and then he was appointed to be Kain Gadol, she became Ba'ula, so you should say that it is Nishtana Gufa, and that she would be forbidden. Now, so this is, behold, I'm reading the pregnant Narabic Subis. This is the Gemara says in Subis of Mahim and Aleph, which there's a halacha of Naim Rasa. If Edom come along and say she's Mizana, specifically Naim Rasa, the law is Skila. But if I say she's Bekeres Marasa, the Gemara brings that Naim Rasa that's Mizana, and then she becomes a Bekeres, also halacha is Bechanek. So the Gemara asks, we find halacha b'maytzi Shemra that becomes out the truth of what he's saying, that she was Mizana. Halacha is that she was Arusa, that was Mizana, she gets Skila, if she's Bekeres Bechanek. There's a brace that says that if she was Zanda when she was a Naira and then she became Begeras, also the halacha is going to be Beskila. So the Gemara's question is, what's the difference between Naira and Rasa? So Rabbi says that no, Naira Rasa is different than Maitre Shamra, because we find that if she comes to the Chuppah and there's no Bia by Naira Rasa, halacha is Chanak, Maitre Shamra, it's going to be Beskila. So obviously that Maitre Shamra is different than Naira Rasa. Now, same thing is regarding Begeras. But there the Gemara asks, and this is what Tess is quoting, but Dimaki Khadashman, maybe this that what the Torah introduced is Hekhad Lashana Gufa, where body didn't change Shalay Bagra, where she did not become Megaris. That is, whatever the Torah was Machadish Maitis Shamra, that's seven Emirasa, that's only in the situation where the body didn't change. For example, like she went to the Chuppah. But if it changed, which became Megaris, then it would be the same thing. So then you're back to the question, so what's the difference if she was Mizana when she was a nine, then she became Megaris, when Emirasa is Bechanik and Maitis Shamra is going to be Beskila? That's what the Gemara says over there. Tosafos is bothered that there is an opinion in Ksubas that a Maitre Shem is Chayv and Skila only at the end, the husband actually is then intimate with her. Now, according to the Gemara, that if her body changes, Allah is with Chemek. So if so, every Maitre Shem at the end, that her body changes through the B of the husband. So obviously, Tesh wants to prove wrong over here that Bia is not considered changing the body. Now that's typical of what Tesh just said before, that Bia is considered as Ishtani Gufa. So that's what Tesh says, no, that's not difficult. Why not? She was already Bula from the knife, from the one that she had been Mizana with. So that's not considered changing the body when she now subsequently have a Bia with the husband. Ah, you be Lizbal, what's with the Bia of the boil? That is a change in the body. There's no hasam la'ari lebet nishtan haguf achavera. There it's only talking about if she has changed her body after she sinned. But the change that happened from the sin itself, meaning by having be with that adultera, that the Torah says that she's going to have the lach of skila, because if not, then every naimer also obviously was nizana, and still you have skila. So therefore, it's not difficult, even though we are saying that bia is considered as a shtana gufa. Next says, Master Mignu de Gemara, Dumi de Gerusha. That the Gemara asked, how do you know Amana, even from Erisin, it makes her an Amana? Maybe it's only from Nisun, like we find by Tamar. The Gemara says, no, Amana and Grusha, when it's forbidden to the Kayin, are put together for the Kayin Golo. We don't find any difference between Grusha from Erisin and from Nisun, therefore the same thing applies to Amana. And then it has to take a second look, it says, if you can say, I don't have to the contrary, maybe say Grusha doing the Amana, the Davkim Nisun, as we find by Tamar, and therefore actually Gerishin should also only be from Nisun. So, first of all, the Lachonim action. Anytime we're going to make a hekesh, we're going to do it stringently, and therefore comparing Amon to Grush, not Grush to Amon, which comes out as Lachonim. But, Amiria, additionally, the reason the Grush, Abiyah from there is, and now we know Grush is even from a Gish, because it's like Grush to Kain Hedget. Just like the Halacha of a Grush from a Kain Hedget, which obviously that Halacha does not have any discrepancy between Eris and Nisun, but that's the same thing regarding this Halacha of the prohibition of who to marry. Now, so it says, "Avikav the Bashalech alone." The Gemara gives that memal and the Gemara tells us, "No, no, the Kol Alma according to everyone, Gzeir Shabbat, even like Keisha, Gzeir Shabbat is better than Hekesh." Which sounds like that initially it's better to learn a Hekesh Amana to Grusha than to learn a Gzeir Shabbat Amana from Tamar. So in our Gemara, but why? Why don't you learn out the Gzeir Shabbat from Tamar than learning out this Hekesh? What are you saying that Dumi the Grusha? So it says in the Shani Hashem, there is different because the Ikar Shtar Nafka Lim Gzeir Shava. The primary halacha that the Gemara is discussing over there, that Ebed could go out with a star, we learn from Gzeir Shava of Lala from Isha. So if so, specifically over there, we're going to say Gzeir Shava is better than Hekesh because the halacha of Shtar is under Gzeir Shava. But in general, no, Hekesh is better than Gzeir Shava, and therefore we're going to go ahead and we're going to learn it out from Gurusha. Next, this Mas, and I'm Tez Bochem, and I'm Chesman of the Maschel, the Kulmel. This is coming to exclude a begeres which she lost her besulim, and therefore not included in this halacha of isha b'besula yikach. Which takes the point that lav dafka kulei. Not specifically are we really talking about that she lost all her besulim. A claim rather in this smarta katzas, which obviously from the sugya of the gemara that she only lost some of it. But that's what we mean when we say she kolah b'sala, that she lost some of her besulim, she becomes begeres. Next, this master begins the gemara. Afilu mitzas besulim, even part of the besulim. So Gemara brought that according to a mayor that holds that it's forbidden for a kohen gadol to marry begeres. He knows this from the pasuk ish b'psel yikach, that it should have written besula, which that we would have understood the din of she has only some of the besulim, and it says besuleha with a yud. That's coming to exclude begeres. It says b'psuleha the base in the beginning. That's coming to tell us that if you have b'ish like a darka, it's been permitted to the kohen gadol. So he says you have to explain like this, or it may expound the besukim as we just said. And like Muslim, you can't say according to Meir that may be a different way. Maybe say Besula means Shlema Mashma. It would mean an intact Besula. And what does that mean? Being Gedak or Ben Shalai Gedak mean that should not have been not in the natural or the unnatural way. And then when it says Besula Ha, that's Lahak Shur Shalai Gedak. That's come to tell us that it's valid even if she had be a Shalai Gedak. Besula Ha, what's that coming to say? Is Lamuti Begeras coming to exclude Begeras? Where oh, because she's not a full besula, so they can't say that because le mashal le midrash me beis, the initial beis is only coming to tell us elin shalikadarka. How? Because sastam, it's not just you know oh extra letters, so we're saying whatever we want to say. It's because bivsuleha means in where her besula mar, which is bivsuleha, but makam besuleha, which is in the vaginal way, not in the anal way. So obviously we're excluding the halacha of shalikadarka from the beis, and we can't go ahead and exclude begeres from there. Because obviously, according to a mayor, the word besula means, not as we attempted to say, that means shleiman and to make all these drushes. No, he obviously holds besula means even partial besum. Because the shmin le may break among the zayin because we have tzadik zayin mebeis domen that he says mixes kesef kol kesef. We see that he finds partial is like all of it. So the same would be by besulim if it just said the word besulim. But moreover, the efshe the besulim shleim mashm. You can't say that besulim means oh it should be intact. Which the mutish shloi kedarka, which that would exclude shloi kedarka. And because it's saying another approach that maybe besula means like we're saying shlema has to be intact, meaning to exclude him like a dark, like we said before. The besula like lemutish like a dark, because it says the whole approach that we attempted to say in the beginning, you can't say that because besula cannot exclude like a dark. Why not? I mean, you say she's a full besula, I means she did not have any bia whether kedarka or like a dark. There's no doubt because the beknashal naira, because by the penalty of a naira when they violate a girl, besula, it says over there they violated the besula, and even if she had bishul gedarka, we see that she does have a knas, so that does not take away from the title of besula. In the first parakamad the kedushin off. Mighty Rebbe agrees. In knas, on the penalty the kulu, meaning if let's say 10 men had be with her shalei gedarka, that all of them are shalim that they have to pay. Which obviously means to say because she remains a besula, even if they had bishul gedarka. Pchilin skila b'namarosa. So regarding being stoned, regarding the death penalty of namarosa, loy poligrebi el mishum dechsev levade. Only disagrees because it says levade, but without that miut, he would not have excluded shul gedarka from besula. So obviously besula does not mean intact to exclude shul gedarka. Rather, it means even if you have miktsas. But me, of course, the rebbe would say because the rebbe is lamanda besula according to one who says that Rebbe Elazar and Shimon. That they hold besula shleima mashma, not like we were trying to explain for Meir. Meir does not hold like that, but they hold that actually means an intact besulam and it's coming to begedas, which does, that only has some of the besulam. Amayit still got a knas with begedas, and why by the halach of knas, by the penalty for them having violated the girl, you have to exclude begedas. What do you mean? Table them as a besula. It's to be sufficient. You know the halacha from the fact that it's a besulam. It sounds like it has to be intact. Mechinka by namaros. This is regarding namaros. What do you need special meal? Amigo, however, the says, however, besula gabe knas, at least regarding the one of knas, that it says besula, if maybe you could say that it's needed for something else. You're right, you don't need to be mayat. Because that you already know from the fact that it says besula. And rather, besula over there, meaning you're right, you don't need to use besula for that. Besula is actually necessary, like there shouldn't be regular nayas, like you must have subdued up from chesma beis. You need to exert shava between einus and mafata. And therefore, you need a naira to exclude bageras because besula is already, you already use that actually for exeris shava. So you're actually not learning out from besula. You would know it from besula, besula being used from the else, and therefore you learn it out from naira to exclude that of bageras. Continue next place in the mouthful to begin with the word digma, ilim kadarko. Now, if you think to say that the bee was in the normal way, well, tabule dababula. Now, what do you have to say that she's excluded because it was an amono? What do you mean? You have the problem about, you have a problem because of a shizabula, and bula is forbidden to kohen gadol. So why would you write because almana? So this is mashma, it sounds like the sigle, that she's forbidden to not be shizabula satsma, even though she became bula through him, being ma'anasa, still they would make her into bula. Now, so this is, so wait a second, how the combination of nairis is the one that says over there in ksubas aflam and ma'af. The difference between them is Ba'ula, the Kohen Gadol, when the Ba'ula was raped by a Kohen Gadol. So, does he have to pay for her a Knas or not? Where, that's the bia that he himself used to be Ma'anasa. And she becomes forbidden through that piyah, like we said, that nisasasma is forbidden to the Kohen Gadol. And mechem pirashach. So that makes sense. But it says, malikum ha-shadar ha-shadar ha-mekundra, not like Rashi is pushing over the Lafar to explain, shenivolo, la'achar, shalik ha-darka, that the reason why Rashi doesn't want to explain that the piyah is that the Kohen was ma'anis, because he holds that would not make her forbidden. But Tosfos says, no, we're talking about that it's he himself, because like we're proving from Masuya, that his own bia makes her into ba'ula. And Chavjah Tarash explains that the reason why she's a ba'ula because someone else had bia with her in an unnatural way. Moreover, what would be difficult, the Rashi says it, that someone else would be a Rashi Kedarka, then can have a Leila Mifach. And the Gemara should have asked, Honey, Chalera Belazo, Domino Lushal Kedarka Psula, that, okay, that makes it possible to go and gobble. So you could understand why he would not be able to stay married with her. But El Remeya, Michael Lemon, what are you going to say? He holds to the Kohen is allowed to marry Bulish Lagadaka. So what are you going to say? Why would you say that it doesn't remain, that Kedushin would be Taifis in this woman? What's some of the fact that it doesn't ask that question? Obviously, we're not talking about Nibbala Al Gachash Lagadaka. Rather, it's Kedarka, and through himself, like Rabbi Nachman explained, like Taifis put him from Asuya. Next is not Tazmas with the beginning of the Gemara Elav, rather, obviously, that Shalai Kedarka. That Shalai Kedarka makes a puzzle for Kuhuna, which the Gemara had asked that said, but let's see, Leisha, and so Isha is fit for him, which we said, probably Malakan Gold, but we said, how is that? If it's Kedarka, so again, like we just said, that would be for because of Bulu. How is so much Shalai Kedarka, and therefore we need to say there's so much Amana. The puzzle is going to say it's forbidden. And not like all Oynas my father that you have to marry her. The Taisa says that from the fact that we say Malisi Elisha for the halacha is when in his ma'anasa shalekid arka, Master sounds like that she, the Mishalim can asabi shalekid arka, that he would have to pay a penalty for, I mean, she's not a b'ula, b'pamba amano, but that he has to pay the penalty for this, like any ma'anas, for this beer that he's doing on her shalekid arka, that's considered a ma'anas of rape. So the first pair of conditions of Yerim and Alpha Kamala. The Gemara says, that if 10 men rape her Shalai Kedarka, then the Kulam Shalom they will have to pay. Which, besides the fact that obviously that she remains a Psulo, but also it's telling us that the Knas does apply to Bishalai Kedarka. So from here, the Rebbe asked Rashi, and so then the Gemara. If let's say someone is chasing after to rape, a woman that's forbidden to him is negative prohibition. You could save him with his own soul, meaning for the avir that he's about to do, you could kill him. But we learn the Mishnah, these are the girls that if someone violates that, they have a halacha of knas, you can tell them days. If someone cohabits with a sister. So the question is that, wait a second, why is there no halacha of kamlud rabbinay? There's a chiv of misa, so how could you say that you can chayv amani? Mishani, my answer is mishasar dohu de pagma. No, the pagam, the deficiency, is from the moment of hara, of initial contact, eftali mekatla, and therefore she's exempt from he's exempt from being killed, because at that point it's forbidden to save himself, to kill him to save himself, because there's no more, you can't save her anymore from the pagan that he's doing, because it's already palkum the moment of Arah. And in contrast to the money, is only the monetary payment is only by Gemar Bia. So there's no Kalle Rabne, because the Chiv, Misa, and Tashlum are not coming at the same time. One's coming at the time of Arah, one's coming at the time of Gemar Bia. Now, what Parish B'Kornj Rashi explains, the Mishalim Knas at Gemar Bia, because the monetary payment of the penalty is only when you finish the Bia. Why? Says Rashi, Yishma Hasharas Besulim, because at that point is when it removes the virginity, which is the liability for the Knas. And if it's not at the same time, they're going to be Chayiv for the Knas. Now, what's difficult in Rashi is, we proved over here that even Mishalim Kedarka, which is not even welcome soon at all, there's Knas for sure. When you're doing hara, which is makom psulim, should also be mechayev knas. It is happening at the same time as the chiv misa of the hara. Now, the farsha ben tamari ba, they explain the ba'ad misham knas hara b'shalei kedarka. You're right. So for sure, there's a liability of penalty for just initial contact and for done unnaturally. Avakav the inesh b'sulim, even though it's not tearing out the b'sulim. But hasan dafka comment le misham gemar bia. Why did Rashi say with it that the monetary payment is only when the gemar bia? That's because hagufa mishum dimikov come to rabbi. Because like we said, at the hara, you do have to come to rabbi. Because the nitlan tzil benavsho that you could save her with his life to protect her from the begam, which happens at the time of haram. So therefore, only on the gemar bia could you make him liable. But yeah, you're right. If there was no come to rabbi, there would be a liability already from hara or shalei kedarka. Now, but then there's Bob, and he says, Bob, not going to ask some. This thing, Gemara says, over there, according to one of the world's hadra, is the insertion of the coronum. That is talking about Shabbat, Lash, Likadarka. It must be talking about where he had to be with her unnaturally. Because of all Likadarka, then he had to be with her naturally. So therefore, there's no halacha coming around me because it's two different actions. What's difficult is when we could have said that he had to be with her again, Shalika Darka. Have a Muslim in Kazabala Shalika Darka. Keep the Chayb Kanasa Shalika Darka. You're telling me that there is a liability for Shalika Darka. But more of a Medina Lame, we could say that I've got the Kanasa Shalika Darka. Even though that we could say that there is Knas b'shalika darka, like we proved before, but b'hara in Knas. But b'hara, there's no Knas. Why? L'v'shalika nasrab, so hara liyaz ki gemar b'ya l'in Knas. We don't find a ribuy of b'hara being like gemar b'ya regarding Knas. The whole la raiz v'chiv alav m'chiv asay b'ish l'ba'ala b'yivam obviz halach v'kantegs metzrachin n'kuroi l'el. We need a psukim previous end of the name and alav l'rab is hara. A ribuy, the hara is considered significant. So it sounds like it's from the sugya over here, where Rabbi Esra Amalika and Gadol is talking about Bosh like a darka, and then Salmon and Abba'ula, typical according to one who holds Nimash like a darka, is Psul for Kahuna. So he says, because the Iyash Knas Barda, if there's Knas Barda, you should answer Ganesh Lawsal Nashika, that all you did was contact. And contact is not removing the Psulim, and if it's not considered Ba'ula. And if it's only because of a mana, because my friend Ben Sir and Sandra Dabani on base. If one mother Haro is Nishika, the liability for the Knas is only at the Gemara Bia, because Haro is no Hashar's Bezulim. So if so, it sounds like Rashi, that there is no Chiv on the Haro. Prince of Taisis, when Timmy began to say, V'i in Knas Baro, now if there is no Knas Baro, Hech ish Mishayv Knas, how is a man to be liable for Knas, the man of Maroz, the Knas HaTorah, when the man says Harah is the insertion of the Corona, the Knas HaTorah makes you Besolah. When you insert the Corona, it tears out the virginity, like we brought over there. Vazi Krabut, so it's really a Bula, Rechman HaMesulah B'Lai Bula, and the Gemara HaTorah says that it's only when the Besolah not a Bula, and at that point you're already Bula. Bishlam HaTorah says what it says, what you can say, the Bahar Rechab Rechman, that's what the Torah holds you liable. How you be Ilazut Nas HaBula, since with this Bish becomes a Bula, I've got the Maskel, Chiv Knas HaDachah, although you write the Chiv Knas only afterwards, but that's how she became, and therefore that would be the liability. The Ilazut Nas HaBula, because if you don't say this, Lama Lelemech HaBad HaKlal, then why do you have to write Harol all and include by all Arayis, a special Limud, Lelef HaRom and Amarasa, why don't you learn Harom, that it works, by Amarasa, that as we find, same thing B'chal Arayis, this Kishkul Matadik, because all compare one to the other, because I mean, we're like we said, beginning to pick it up in Aleph, Benamirosa obviously you're liable with Hara, because the Ibigamar Bia, if you think it would be Ibigamar Bia, like we're pointing out, Kfahish Bissullah Bachelor Sadar, we're really towards the virginity beginning of the insertion of that tongue. Rahman Mabsullah Bala Bula, because there's a big dumb reason and there's not some of them face. Allah says, obviously, I feel the Machaim, like, no, maybe it's not in with Hara. Even though liability is only by Gamar Bia, but keep it in Bia Zun, Nasbulu, since with this Bia, you begin Bula, Kaiba Khan Tar holds you liable. Abakash, what is difficult, says Taisis, Ile Machab Kanas Barra, you're not liable, but Kanas Barra, I'm getting my point, man, so I suppose you might ask about the answer in head. Honey, Ilman the Maharaz in the Shika, we understand, according to one holds Rose in the Shika, Ilman the Maharaz, Rachna Sutra, according to one, it's the insertion of the Corona Michael Memo. What do we have to say? In other words, according to him, the liability of the money and the Begam is at the same time. So you should have come Ramne. What's the question? On the one who holds that it's Haraz, Achna Satara, Holy Day Namas, according to Maharaz, it makes sense, because the Lame Chab Kanas, Bachna Satara, because he's not liable a knas for inserting the corona, il gemar bia mamish, only by the conclusion of the bia. Because he said that by hara, everyone, according to how he explains it, there's no knas, and therefore, so there's no liability money, and pekam, that's happening at the same time. So Taisa proved that by ba'ala shaloi kedarka, that is a knas. By hara, that it depends on two approaches in Taisa, according to one approach, that there is a knas, according to the second approach, there is no class.